My city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, has just over 100,000 people, and I keep that in mind when thinking about Fort McMurray in Alberta, Canada, with around 88,000 people now all evacuated. That's because of the massive wildfire there. It continues to rage out of control. Neil Scott is one of the evacuees.
Coming out of Fort McMurray, there was fire on the hillside. I could feel the heat through my car. The flames were 10 or 15 feet from my vehicle.
Efforts to control the fire have been foiled by high winds, and Alberta is now in crisis mode. But this fire is actually part of a longer-term pattern. In the last 40 years, the area burned by wildfires in Canada has doubled. That's due to climate change, says Mike Flanagan. He's a wildfire expert at the University of Alberta.
The warmer it gets, the more fire we see. And people ask me all the time, well, why is temperature so important? And there's three reasons. First, the warmer we get, the longer our fire season is. Second, the warmer it gets, the more lightning we have. The more lightning we have, the more ignitions we have. Third, as we warm, the atmosphere's ability to hold moisture increases almost exponentially. It's like the atmosphere gets more efficient at sucking the moisture out of the fuel. So it's easier for the fuels to catch fire and to spread fire.
So the connection to climate change, the flow chart would look kind of like climate change starts it, weather change then results, and then there's a greater risk of fire. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. We're seeing more frequent intense fires. And then we have people now more than ever living, working, playing in the boreal forest. So we have this intersection between people and fire, and sometimes with devastating effects.
And when trees burn, that also releases more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Could this fire in Alberta end up contributing to global warming?
In a way, yes. Greenhouse gases are produced through the combustion process. I think it's more from peat. And there's a lot of peatlands in Alberta. And there's been studies of Indonesia peat fires that suggest the emissions from peat fires in Indonesia were equivalent to 20 to 40% of global fossil fuel emissions. Now, keep in mind that the peat in the boreal forest is 30 times more than Indonesia. So the warmer we get, the more fires we get, the more fires we get, the more greenhouse gases we get, which makes it even warmer.
So you were telling me earlier, Mike, that the effects of the Fort McMurray, Alberta fires are now being detected in the Gulf of Mexico. You're in Edmonton, the capital of Alberta. What's the effect on life there?
Well, there's over 80,000 evacuees. I'm expecting that we'll see 20 to 30,000 evacuees here. Some of the kids are already going to school here because it may be months, maybe years before things get back to normal in Fort McMurray. I'd like to mention briefly that there was a pyrocumulonimbus generated from this fire.
That's a massive fire cloud?
It's a massive fire thunderstorm.
Oh my God, that sounds like apocalyptic.
It does. Well, I've just found out recently that this pyrocumulus generated lightning started new fires because the fuels are so dry. So we've got the fire generating more fires.
Mike Flanagan directs the Western Partnership for Wildland Fire Science at the University of Alberta. Thanks for your time, Mike. We're thinking of you guys.
Okay, thanks, Marco.
You're with the world.